Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Happy Metal Tales. I'm your host, Steve Kitts. Max Mini Masterpieces. It was a sunny afternoon in Happy Meadow. Max the Mouse was particularly creative today. As he scurried about his cozy burrow, his mind buzzed with ideas for special projects. As we know, he has an assortment of stuff in his burrow. Suddenly, inspiration struck him like a bolt of lightning. "I know just what I'll make," Max explained to himself with his whiskers twitching with excitement. His nimble fingers and twinkle in his eye, he had set forth crafting tiny baby dolls out of scrap fabric and bits of twine. He carefully stitched and sewed, his attention to detail evident in every stitch. As the afternoon turned to evening, Max's mini masterpieces began to take shape. Soon, he had created a whole family of tiny dolls, complete with mini clothes, tiny hats, and even the tiniest of shoes. Proud of his handiwork, Max gathered up these tiny dolls and set out to find Benny and Bella, the squirrel parents that lived with lively twins Bobo and Sheen. Benny and Bella were delighted when Max presented them with the tiny dolls. Their eyes lit up with joy as they marveled at Max's creation. "Oh, Max, these are absolutely wonderful," Bella said. Her voice was filled with gratitude. "They're perfect for Bobo and Sheen," Benny added with a big smile. With a sense of satisfaction, Max watched Bobo and Sheen eagerly reach for the tiny dolls, their tiny hands grasping the miniature figures with glee. The twins giggled and squealed with delight as they played with their new toys, their imaginations running wild. As Max looked on, he couldn't help but feel how swell the happiness in his heart was. And in that moment, he realized that sometimes, even the smallest gestures bring the greatest joy. And so in Happy Meadow, amidst the laughter and the sunshine, Max's mini masterpieces brought smiles to the faces of all who beheld them. A testament of the power of creativity, kindness, and the magic of friendship. The end.